Sports.com.
People think I'm uninhibited, therefore I sing without worry that someone might find my singing objectionable or strange.
Offensive?
All right. What's offensive about me singing along or welcoming you to the Good Day program, another hour of conversation?
All the time.
I sing when I feel the
sing.
Don't
sing a lot.
I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. I cannot sing the China song, though. I do my best sometimes.
Why not?
I love
Chinese.
Is it like?
I like
Chinese.
Okay.
Yeah. I like Chinese.
It's the pitch.
Once you get the pitch.
Yet they're always friendly and they're
okay. Okay, let's see what's going on in China this week. There's a new designer handbag. That's a status symbol for men in China.
The man bag?
The man bag.
A merce.
A merce, right.
This is, by the way, at the Hugo Boss Boutique.
They have
a number of, in China, Hugo Boss. A lot of these companies that have their boutiques over here. Boutique here. I don't know. The same thing. It's a clothing store. It's a furnishings store. Would you consider Lane Bryant to be a boutique? What would you say Lane Bryant was?
No, that's more just a retail, a specialty retail
store.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, all right. Anyway, there are a lot of men, Chinese businessmen now, the new Chinese businessman, wearing blazers, white shirts, designer slacks. They're wearing tan socks, hand tool over. It looks just like somebody that might be working on Wall Street. This has become, and this has bothered a lot of people because China's style has been corrupted by the West. Once again, Western corruption. Briefcases, not so big in China, but big call them purses. They look like a purse.
I would think in China, where it's so overpopulated, and I've seen pictures of streets where it looks like you just can't even have any breathing space at all, you're not going to want to carry something freely in your hand. You're going to want something that straps to you.
Right. Yeah, well, there are all kinds of ramifications of that. Including what the people who do a lot of pickpockets in China.
So, ladies, Jennifer, Roberta.
Rich, yes.
Doug, I'll leave you out of this.
Thanks, Rich, yeah.
Roberta, you're more of a metropolitan type chick, being from New York, and Jennifer, being on the West Coast, they're a little bit easier on this kind of stuff. If you saw a guy walking down the street with a merce,
I see them in New York all the time.
All the time, men here because carrying
metro,
stuff
are
with
they
you.
Metrosexuals? Is that
no, they're just
metro riders.
No, you got people with messenger bags, especially.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, in New York, people are commuting long distances.
Okay, messenger
you're on
bag
the train.
Is not a merce. That's it's kind of like a backpacking type
no,
thing.
No, not really. Messenger. Some of them are over your shoulder.
Yeah. So a merce is a man's purse. Is that what you're saying, Richard?
Yes.
That's what it's called.
No, guys carry stuff like that all the time.
It depends on what it's made out of.
I mean, if it was pink and had frills, I'd wonder for a minute, but, you know.
Most of them are tan that I've seen.
If it's canvas
lighter
and tan or black leather.
Like the Jack Bauer type thing.
Then you're okay.
Right. No,
if it's anything else, totally not okay.
Gonzo, right? Okay. 10 past the hour. Later on in this hour, we have Shelley Patrick. Shelley Patrick? Where did that come from?
Or Shelley Palmer.
Shelley Palmer.
His cousin.
He's here, too. Right, yeah. With an update. We have a lot of technical information on the Good Day program. Want to make sure you're up to date on those sorts of things. Roberta Fasanelli will save you money, the queen of cheap. And Jennifer will tell you the latest from Jersey Shore. We're talking about China now, what's going on over there. There's a severe drought going on. Once again, the focus on weather on our planet. China has had really bad weather. The winter wheat crop is almost non-existent. Therefore, they're trying to make deals now with America and other countries to buy winter wheat. So what you're going to see because of that, folks, is the cost of bread is going to go up another buck or so. The cost of other things that are related. What else do you do with wheat? What comes out of wheat? A lot of staples But in general, we see it most in bread. But there will be other things. Because of the drought, they'll buy as much corn as they can from wherever they can get it. They'll buy as much soy as they can from wherever they can get it, and other things that are used in foodstuffs. So as a result of that, directly or indirectly, we're going to see an inflated cost. As a matter of fact, you see, so right now, I saw a headline in the Salt Lake paper yesterday. The essence of it is that we are headed, the inflation is beginning to start creeping in little by little by little. And some people are trying to say, well, it's, you know, the banks and all that. No. The commodities that the Chinese are buying, whether they buy them directly from us, everything basically goes onto the world market now. You know how we complain about oil? We drill oil out of the ground. We want to keep it now. It goes in the world market and ends up who knows where.
We're going to get another little kick in the pants today because China just raised their interest rates about an hour or two ago.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. So that'll be, because they're seeing inflation.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's because of this sort of thing, Richie. Yeah. Rising food prices. Everything is costing more money. People are becoming affluent. They want to spend more. And if you don't have it there, they're going to go out. They have cash. They're going to go buy it on the world market. So you'll see the reason that bread and cereal and things like that are going to cost even more money is because of the drought, the weather in China. All right? Everybody got that? You understand?
Got it.
The other thing we need to get a handle on is this. We're borrowing 40 cents on every dollar
that we print. That's what we have to pay back. We have to pay it back.
Yeah, we need to. We need to get a handle on that.
All right. Now, there is something else that's going on in China. I'm going to tell you a story in a moment about something that isn't so good, and it's a result of something that happened over the skies of China a couple of years ago, something that you didn't know about until your friend and mentor, Uncle Doug, stumbled into this story.
The fact that they're controlling the weather?
No. Does not have to do with the weather.
That scares the bejesus out of me.
Chinese
are controlling the weather for crop.
Chinese are not controlling the weather. They're trying, but they failed. But they are controlling something else, and it may be deemed more, I don't want to use the term scary, but it may be of more interest and more import to us here in America. That story in a moment. It's 13 and change after on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
Enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Tonight on History. In America with Larry the Cable Guy.
I want to go into cities and towns that have something that is completely unique to America.
From making moonshine to a slam dunkin' donkey.
How's that for living the American dream?
You haven't seen America until you've seen it with Larry.
Only in America with Larry the Cable Guy.
Right here on History.
Let's get it done!
Premieres tonight at 9 p.m. 8 Central. Only on History.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar.
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
American business is hopping, energized by Office Max rubber band balls, changing boring to bouncy. And we won't stop until every presentation is magic. Office Max has America's largest selection of retail ink and toner, so we have your ink. Purchase $60 in HP ink or any national brand ink and get a $15 iTunes gift card. Valid through February 12th, $60 before taxes. Offer in store only and excludes Office Max brand ink. Ink claim based on survey of select Office product superstores. Includes national and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
Coming up on Good Day, the top five songs from this day in 1978. You ID them, and you get a swell prize. Maybe even take a...
What happened to 1994?
No, no. 19...
Yeah, you didn't hear us change that up.
No, I did not.
Well,
sorry.
Your homework.
We wanted to get retro, baby.
All right, 17 after on Good Day. Okay, so the... remember a couple of years ago, we had one of our Air Force planes collide with a Chinese plane over China?
Yes.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And the plane actually landed. It was damaged, couldn't fly anymore. And before the pilots could get all of the instrumentation out of the plane, the Chinese swoop in, they impound the plane, they let the pilots go, and they keep the plane. So what happened as a result? You never hear any discussion about that anymore, and it is now... coming clear why that is. The Chinese took all the information that was in this computer. They were able, the plane's computer, actually there's two of them, they took the plane's computer and have used what they found there to build a computer. They have in central China, apparently, a computer force like you wouldn't believe. Strongest computer abilities in the world. So what the Chinese are doing now with what they found in this plane, they are able to hack into our military bases, our military data, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are being confronted because of what was in this plane. They were able to reconstruct all kinds of things, and now we know that they are bumping and trying to find mine data, and they have been sophisticated, and they have been successful in doing so. And the military computers that they have, thanks to getting the computers off of the plane, have developed programs where they can get into our military computers and hack them. So what the we have a whole force of people now that the Army or the Defense Department has had to develop over the last 2 years to confront or to deal with the fact that these guys have been able to figure out the codes, to get to the data. So they have as much information on China, on all of our defenses. They have everything because of the info that was in these planes. I mean, you can come up with all kinds of why do they have so much info in the plane. I don't have the slightest idea. But you can imagine that there is pass-through and, you know, various codes lead to other codes and various information leads to other information. And, you know, if you're working at it and you put together a the hackers penetrated the NASDAQ computers. Was that last Friday? Isn't that when that happened last? I think it was last Thursday or Friday. A whole bunch of hacking went on, and apparently most of it came from China. You guys didn't know that?
I didn't hear that.
No.
Yeah. If you look at the NASDAQ, go Google NASDAQ, and you'll see the story. This was last, I'm pretty sure it was last Friday.
This China stuff is scary. There's a mine in Utah, I think it is, where you can mine this one kind of metal. It's like 5 mineralides. I can't remember what it is. We closed the mine because it was endangering a species. The mine ended up getting sold to the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese now own the mine, and guess what you can do with that one metal?
Yeah.
Make stealth bombers stealth.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. That's right out of
how they got their stealth bomber from mining our mines that they bought from us.
Next to the big silver mine that the Queen of England owns in Salt Lake.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Store near you.
Time for us now to get you to identify the top five songs from this week in 1978.
The year I was born.
How we do this? Very good. 33 years ago. This last Sunday, Jennifer's birthday, is 33 years of age. Same. You're catching up to Roberta.
Uh-huh.
All right. So, Richie, are we doing this in the wrong order?
No, this is number five there, brother.
Oh, my list says number one.
No. His brothers were number one.
Oh, yeah, thank you. You're right. I'm looking at the list the wrong way. How silly of me.
You thought this was them and he was them.
Yes, it was them, they, them.
But who are you really?
And they are them.
All right, so here's what goes on here. We're going to play you snippets from the top five songs from this week in 1978. You listen, identify the artist and the song, and you'll be entitled to take, if you'd like, take the family on a ski run. We have them for all over the country, right, Roberta?
Absolutely. Yeah,
ski lift tickets to
free lift
places
tickets.
In Michigan, Pennsylvania. Let's see here. We've got Washington, North Carolina, all over New England. So that could be one of your choices. You got to first listen to the song, and I have to shut up so that we can play these snippets from the songs, and then you identify them. Number five, who is this? Richie just said, I don't think you said it on the air, did you? All of these individuals are dead.
At least members
of the group.
Main members of the group.
Right.
So either the individual, like this guy, gone.
Yeah.
Later we will hear from his brothers, one of them gone.
Right.
And then the next band is...
All right. What's that song?
Oh.
Artist.
Oh, I know that.
And song name number five. This is number four from this week in 78.
Like
it's too hard to do.
This guy's dead.
Yeah.
You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place.
Everybody's kind of
singing, we will, out. We will rock you.
All right, that's enough of that. Number three this week.
Not sure if these guys are alive or dead yet.
I don't know that. I don't remember. This was their only hit. I know that.
I had a couple of more songs, but this was the big hit.
This was it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's number three. This is number two from this week in 78.
Don't people got
another dead guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't people got.
I think he was short, too, wasn't he?
No.
Right, sorry, wasn't he? No. All right. You're going to have a lot of that to get it. Number one song this week in 78. Man, do I like this. And Dr. Ken says you can use this song.
That's right.
Yeah, for CPR.
For CPR.
You just sit there and you pump to the rhythm.
No mouth touching required.
None. Nope, you can't do that anymore anyway. Bum, bum, bum,
lucky
bum,
for some
bum.
Of the people in my office, because I bum, totally wouldn't
boom,
revive.
Boom, 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 boom. Okay, so we'll review for you quickly the songs. You put them together and then you call us at 800-510-8255. Top five songs. Here are quick snippets from all of them, starting at number five. All right, name of the song and the artist, please. That's number five. Number four. Come on, let's get to it.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got
right. Enough, everybody.
That's right, okay. Yeah. Number three. What's the name of the song? What's the name of the group? Number two. Name of that song and who's doing it? And the number one song this week in 1978. All right, get at it. Do your homework, and we'll give you something to make it worth your while.
Yeah, look at the phones. They're lighting
up. One before here. Of course.
Oh, yeah.
People that work on this stuff, they love this. 800-510-8255. Roberta, Jennifer, Richie, and Doug on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, AOL announced that it's buying the Huffington Post for over $300 million in cash. AOL has spent over $530 million on acquisitions this past year, and this buy is another step towards becoming a massive content company. HuffingtonPost.com will bring the company 26 million unique visitors a month to turn into even more advertising revenue. In other news, activist hero and Google marketing executive Wael Ghonim was finally released by Egyptian authorities on Monday after disappearing. Over a week ago, Ghonim was one of the many protesters who went missing during the protests. While his release is heartening, there are still other protesters unaccounted for. And finally, Anonymous outdid itself once again and hacked the very agency that it's investigating. Security firm HB Gary Federal had its Twitter, LinkedIn, and email accounts of COO Ted Vera hacked. Anonymous posted the information online, including the text of over 60,000 company emails. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Okay, guys, you've got just a matter of days to go to Walmart and get her something for Valentine's Day. And for about $10, you can give her a card, candy, and a Valentine's gift. That's because cards start at $1 at Walmart. 7.8-ounce heart-shaped boxes of candy are just $3. And gifts like Valentine's picture frames and plush animals in a mug are just $5. Or you can go all out and get her a dozen roses for only $15. So make one trip, save a lot, and show her some love. Save money, live better. Walmart.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix.
See terms of use.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Now, the Doug Stanford Good Day program, getting a lot of cooperation from my cohorts here on the air. Jennifer Horn.
Do whatever you want, Doug.
Rich McMahon.
Just giving you a plethora of options.
That's very good.
Cohorts, that was the
yes,
awesome.
Roberta is my cohort. Roberta is the queen in chief, and she's going to deal her her powerful performance in a matter of moments here. But first, time for us to figure out what these top five songs are from 1978. I want to play quick little snippets of them again. We're trying to get the ID of the following five songs. That means the song and the singer for the prize. Here's number five from this week in 78. Here's number four. That's enough.
Yeah.
Number three. Number two.
I have to apologize to this gentleman.
I know. Rich said he was dead.
I was thinking of Warren Zevon.
All right, number one from this week, 78. All right, let's go to Jerry. Jerry, you've called from what wonderful city in America? What town are you in?
Lake City.
Lake City. All right, so you want to start at number five. You think you got these cold, Jerry? You got them down?
Andy Gibbs.
Yep. Same as the song.
I don't know the song. Right. I know the artist.
Okay, see ya. 800-510-8255. Is it Cheryl? Who do we have here? Richie. Cheryl, yeah?
No, there's Sean.
Sean. Oh, that was close.
Yeah.
Hey, Sean, I'm sorry I called you Cheryl. Good morning. All right, give us the song and the artist. You got to have them both.
Okay, number five is Love is Thicker Than Water, with parentheses somewhere in the title, by Andy Gibb.
Yes, number four.
Number four, We Will Rock You by Queen.
Number three.
Baby Come Back by Slayer.
Steve, don't you love it when people know that you can tell by their voice?
Absolutely.
Number two.
Short People by Randy Newman.
And number one.
It's Staying Alive by the Bee Gees.
Yes, sir. How did you know them so well? What was your life like in 1978?
I heard these songs all day, every day, for months on end growing up as a kid. You know, I didn't have to use Google or anything.
Oh, good.
Yes,
Extra. You get extra points there. All right, so where are you? You're in what?
Fairbanks, Alaska.
Fairbanks.
Yeah, I'll give you bonus points on that. Player was the hard one there.
Yeah, no, he got it.
Yeah.
That song came up on my iPod one time, and the customers I was dealing with, they told me the bass player is in a soap opera called Bold and the Beautiful. So maybe they are all still alive.
Huh. It's a player checking in. Still
right,
alive.
So we don't have any ski lift tickets up in Alaska.
Although you would think we would.
Yeah, wouldn't that be the number one place all year round?
I think there's only one ski area in Alaska.
Really?
Yeah.
What do they do with the rest of the snow
up there? One big one. There's several, like, smaller ones. So.
Yeah, right. And the good thing about those ski areas, you can see Russia from most of them.
Yeah.
All right, hold on for a second, Sean. We'll take good care of you. Thank you very much. You did a great job. Appreciate that. I'm reaching to try to put him on hold because normally I can do that, but I can't do that.
I'll take care of
it. Here at the CRN Digital Studio in Los Angeles, where I am this morning. Jennifer is here, but Roberta, more importantly, before we get to Jennifer's television report, we have Roberta giving us the update today on what the Queen of Cheap has found. How do you save money? You go to the Queen of Cheap box at gooddayshow.com.
Oh.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Okay, we've got the kids eating free at Chili's on four dates in February, and one of those dates is today, February 8th. Also February 15th to 21st and the 22nd, you get a free kids meal with the purchase of an adult entree, so today's the first day that you can do that. We also have a buy one, get one free at Baskin-Robbins, a free one-year subscription to Thriving Family magazine. And, Jen, you got to hop on this one. A free Milani lipstick from 17 Magazine. It's today
only. Am I too old?
Are you too old? No, you can be any age. The first 10,000 people to enter the code KISS on their site gets a free Milani lipstick today. Also today, here's a great Valentine's Day idea. You get a free Amazon MP3 because Amazon is giving you a free $2 MP3 credit. You have to do this between now and Valentine's Day, the 14th, and we have the promo code for you on gooddayshow.com. You just go to Amazon, select your MP3, select Give Song as a Gift, and enter the promo code, and you can send someone you love or someone that you really don't like very much. You can send them a really horrible song, I guess. Brugger's Bagels, today, February 8th. Today, only three free bagels. You print the coupon that we have on DougStefan.com. Bring it in there to Brugger's and get your three free bagels. And this is a great coupon. Old Navy, 25% off. It's an in-store coupon, and it's good through the 17th. So here's another opportunity to go and get a nice Valentine's Day gift for someone at 25% off.
All right, that's the story. Get the details at gooddayshow.com and the Queen of Cheap Box, Roberta Fasinelli, responsible for helping us find all of that information. Also at dougstefan.com/gooddayshow, the story of a Belgian runner. Imagine this. He just finished running 365 marathons, one a day.
Wow.
He decided he's going to run one marathon a day for a year, and he finished over the weekend. Imagine.
How do you get from one to the other?
How do you do? What did you say, Jennifer? What was that?
That's no waffling.
No.
Belgian waffle.
Oh.
Get it. Hey, good news. All of the members of Player are alive.
Good for you, Richie.
And it's Ron Moss from The Bold and the Beautiful.
Yeah. Hmm. All right. So
he wants to kill everybody off.
Yeah. The story also about the ground beef that's been recalled in California.
I'm looking at that.
DougStefan.com. And Jennifer's going to have this. Jennifer, who is Simon Cowell talking to join his new program?
Lots of X Factor news today.
All right, so we'll have that in a matter of moments. Plus, what happened between Elizabeth Hasselbeck and Bill Maher?
Oh, this is good.
I'm going to have to go punch Bill Maher out. I'm figuring that's going to happen pretty soon. It's 19 before the hour on Good Day.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Attention, Hydralyze is currently seeking participants with dark circles and puffy eyes. If you have dark circles or bags around your eyes due to heredity, fatigue, or aging, you are eligible to see results and participate in the Hydralyze trial. Hydralyze was introduced to improve delicate skin around the eyes and now has been shown to eliminate dark circles and bags. It effectively diminishes even dark circles caused by heredity. To participate in the Hydralyze trial and see results risk-free, call 1-800-381-5589. Fragile capillaries around the eye can leak, allowing blood to pool beneath the skin like an ugly bruise. But right now, you can join the thousands of people who have seen their dark circles fade away, watched as bags literally disappeared from view. Participate in the free trial by calling today. If you're serious about getting rid of your dark circles or bags around the eyes, you are eligible to participate and experience results with Hydralyze. Call this number today, 1-800-381-5589. Once more, that's 1-800-381-5589.
February is Heart Health Month, but millions of Americans don't know the signs and symptoms of a heart attack, like heart attack survivor Kathy Held.
I just had this terrible pain in my chest under my left breast, and it radiated up my neck into my jaw. And I really didn't think anything of it. I didn't think of it as a heart attack at all.
Kathy's physician, Dr. Chris White, president-elect of the Society for Cardiovascular Angiography and Interventions, explains.
If Ms. Held had not had a stent to treat her heart attack, the damage she would have suffered would have been quite large. It was a very big heart attack waiting to happen, looming for her.
SCAI encourages people to learn the signs and symptoms of a heart attack, which can include chest discomfort, shortness of breath, and pain in the neck, back, or jaw, and to call 911 immediately to receive care. For important heart health information, visit secondscount.org. I'm Lee Shepherd.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
All right, it's 16 before the hour. Let's go back to this date in 1985, Jennifer.
Okay.
This popular television program ended its 6.5-year run on CBS television. The series was credited with using more stuntmen than any other television series in history.
Dukes of Hazzard.
I was going to ask the audience, but
good call, Rich.
They used 8 cars per episode.
Yeah.
Had 40 cars, and they had to basically put 3 or 4 of them in the body shop every week.
Right.
I'm going to be honest. I used to have a big, huge crush on darky-haired Duke, you know, Tom Wopat.
Tom Wopat, yeah.
But in real life, I've talked to both of them, and boy, blonde-haired Duke is so
Schneider,
much nicer. Yeah.
John Schneider. Remember we had him, like 6 months ago?
So nice.
Great guy, man. Yeah.
Right. And he's so good on Hot in Cleveland. I don't know if you guys have seen him guest roles, but he's very funny.
Right, coming up, Simon Cowell and who he's talking to, plus the news from Jersey Shore. First, though, there's a problem that's developed between Elizabeth Hasselbeck and Bill Maher.
Shocker.
I've had respect for both of them up and down. I used to say things about Elizabeth that actually weren't true.
You used to hate Elizabeth and used to love Bill Maher.
Right.
Now he's vapid.
Yes, he is. And, well, he's not vapid.
And you dig her because you
angry.
Finally realize how cute she can be.
She's very cute. All right, so here is some audio from The View yesterday about Elizabeth and Bill Maher.
Elizabeth, you made an unscheduled appearance on Real Time with Bill Maher, and you want to talk about it? Well, how did we miss that?
Yeah, well, I'd like to say against my will. And I typically, let me preface this by saying, is I try to only engage real men in debate over the airways here. But I will depart then and address Billy Maher. A little bit of background. CBS News Chief Foreign Affairs Correspondent Laura Logan was detained over in Egypt. She was covering it, detained by police there, obviously, against her will, and her crew on Thursday was released. In response to that, Billy had this to say.
New rule, now that Hosni Mubarak has released Laura Logan, he must put her intrepid hotness on a plane back to the United States immediately. In exchange, we will send Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Fine.
Notice how the audience laughs.
Of course they did, because, you know, you can hide anything in the cloak of a joke. I will say this to boy Billy. It is unfair. It is chauvinistic, what you said, and you'll probably run this again, and I find it disturbing but also amusing that I happen to be on your mind. It is wrong to do to any person, but any woman who just happens to disagree with you. And you obviously missed the call of civility from our president, Barack Obama, and you were on the other line with ignorance and hate. Maybe next time you should pick up the call. That's all.
I'm not sure it's about the fact that it is to women, but I think it's your politics. He disagrees with your politics, and this is his way of what he thinks is humorous, taking a slap.
Well, he's in the wrong country then, because we should be able to think differently and appreciate across the board that we are in a country where we can express our beliefs.
Well, then everybody's
in the wrong country, because everybody does it.
Do you think it's because of the misogynistic type of...
Elizabeth, he used to have a show called Politically Incorrect. That's his stock and trade. You know, he doesn't play with political correctness. And, you know, that's where he was going with that.
Well, that's fine. I still think it's wrong. And just because it's right doesn't make it right. But he can go on and continue. I just needed to call him.
Did it make you hurt your feelings?
No, he doesn't have the ability to hurt my feelings because he's not a real man. Thank you.
There you go.
Well,
Wow. All right, Elizabeth.
And for her.
Yeah, her cranked up, didn't he?
Yep. All right, and by the way, just for the heck of it, I understand that she was talking, they were talking about the Christina Aguilera miscue during the anthem singing, and and she said that she had her children sing, or they sing all of them every night, the national anthem.
That's cute.
Cut 803. Sometime
just before the show.
What's that?
We were having a little chat backstage about, you know, that they're very hard lyrics to learn, and you can get them mixed up. Every single night, our Elizabeth makes her kids sing the national anthem.
I don't like
every
that.
Every single night. They're 3 years old and 5 years old and a year and a half. And every night these little people have to sing the national anthem.
It's great.
What? No, I'm just kidding. They we sang it one day. They liked it. And I said, you know what? Why not? If they're going to learn a song, we sing a couple. We sing one Bible song, and then we sing the national anthem. Sometimes three or four times a
not
day.
Not Mary had a little lamb, huh?
There we go.
I might have
a problem with her in the Bible sound, but that's all right.
Oh,
I think the national anthem's okay. And say the Pledge of Allegiance. What's wrong with that? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
All right, so good news.
All right, Jennifer. Yeah.
Good news if you're an American Idol fan. The early gossip is that Fox will renew the show, which we thought might get canceled.
They're doing okay.
The ratings are doing
great.
Right.
Yep, they're okay.
Good news
it's an interesting show.
Plus, the Super Bowl, 111 million viewers. Most watched TV show ever.
Home run, yeah.
Don't you
great
think
day for the brain surgeons around the country, too.
Yeah, those commercials should have been a little better, I think.
Nobody got that.
No.
Keep going.
Okay. Simon
going on
Cowell, X Factor.
Yeah, what about
he's
that?
Thinking about bringing back Paula Abdul. They're not going to name their judges
what do you mean,
for.
Bringing back. Ooh. He didn't. Existed yet.
Bringing back as a cohort, co worker.
Bringing
Paula
back
Abdul.
Is not the correct way to. Bringing on might be the right way of putting it, but bringing back.
Oh, working with.
He's
Paula
thinking about
again.
Teaming up again with.
Yes,
right.
With
okay,
Paula.
Hey, since you know my TV news, did you want to tell what the prize is going to be for X Factor?
I don't $5 million.
Ooh, what?
Very good, Dougie. You came.
Wow.
You came to my call out.
It's a $5 million contract.
It's a $5 million record.
What about? I didn't understand though.
The situation. What's going on with him?
The situation is going to possibly leave Jersey Shore after next season so he can go on to his movie career. I just think it's his Social Security that's kicked in.
What, ooh, movie career? Is he going to be in porno films?
Probably. And Regis is going to stay through November now. They've extended his contract short.
They were looking pretty bad there at ABC Productions.
They're scared without him.
Of course. All right, Richie, what were you going to say?
No, I just didn't realize that the X Factor was only singing. I thought it was like a talent thing all around.
Lots of buzz on this show. The Chicago Code, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
51 after on Good Day.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Skip the long lines and high prices at the florist because right now at ProFlowers.com, you can get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 4444. Unlike overpriced flowers at the florist, which sit in the cooler for days, our flowers are sent fresh cut from the fields and are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Just visit ProFlowers.com today to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for only $29.99. Order now and pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. But hurry, because Valentine's Day is this Monday, and our special offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444.
Past the hour now, your daily motivation into a bigger, better day is the Good Day program. Rich McFadden at controls in our studio in Washington. I'm in Los Angeles. Jennifer's here with me in L.A. Roberta's in New York City.
New York City!
On the day, a couple of things in terms of updates. These are timely reminders, shall we say, about, for example, next Monday being Valentine's Day. You're going to be hit with all kinds of ideas from now until Sunday about what you need to do, what you haven't done, what you need to do better than you did last year, all of those things, because Valentine's Day is next Monday. So if you have not thought yet about, well, if you don't have anybody to give flowers or chocolates to, then this isn't for you. I mean, between now and next Monday, let's get real. You're going to find somebody between now and next Monday?
Send to yourself.
Why would you do that?
Well, if you don't have anybody to send you flowers, you send them to yourself.
She doesn't. What's how that song?
He
don't send
that.
Me flowers anymore. You've sent flowers to yourself?
Absolutely.
She's got a fake name,
really?
Like George Clooney or something.
That'd be something you'd do.
Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, so the Bruce Springsteen deal, this is we have the Bruce Springsteen special from ProFlowers.com. For Valentine's Day, Roberta's going to get either, we'll figure this out, Bruce is going to send her one of these two things. You figure out which one you think he's going to send her. Either a dozen red roses or 2 dozen assorted roses. And by the way, the free vase and the chocolates go along with it. Now, the Bruce is going out on a limb here, the boss. He's going to spend $29.99 for that.
Oh, boy.
Roses and chocolates for under $30. Are you worth it,
That's
Roberta?
That's unbelievable. Absolutely. I'm sending this to myself.
Yeah, there you go.
Absolutely.
Good for you. Pro Flowers guarantees delivery on Valentine's Day, guarantees that the roses that you send yourself, if you're going to do that, will stay fresh for at least a week. Wouldn't you spend $30 on yourself? Of course you would. It'd be nice to have that around. Actually, you could start a little conversation. No card. People come into your house, see these beautiful flowers, and say, hey, who sent you those? Oh, I'm not telling. Then you don't have to tell Roberta. Pro Flowers guarantees delivery, guarantees the roses are fresh, guarantees they will be something you will talk about. The deal ends on Friday. Here's the only way to get these Valentine's Day roses. You call 800-PROW. No, you don't have PROW. It's PROFLOW. Pro Flow. Right? You got it? 800-PROFLOW. You can remember it because you got flowers. Mention Doug, or you can go to proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in D-O-U-G, Doug. That's proflowers.com, Roberta. Click on the microphone, type in Doug. But don't wait, because there are limited supplies of these flowers. We don't want you to go without. We want you to have what you want, even if you have to send them to yourself. Good deal, right?
I like it.
That is a good deal. You know what else is a good deal?
What's that?
What's going on with Roberta's body?
Oh.
Jennifer's body. Rich's body. And now that I'm back sort of here to settle in for a while, I don't have any trips for the next 10 days, so I'm going on the MetaFast diet as well. Dr. Ken recommends it. So do 20,000 other doctors. It's fast, simple, satisfying, supported. The four S's. Wait a minute. No. There was an F in there, wasn't there? How about safe, simple, satisfying, support? You like that?
I like it.
Four S's, right. All right, so Richie, what did you have yesterday that was from MetaFast?
Yesterday I always start out the day with one of the bars, the peanut chocolate bar. Mm-hmm. The nut bar is my favorite. This morning I had the lemon meringue bar. Then I will go to a shake towards the end of the show. I've been drinking the vanilla, but the chocolate is really good, and the strawberry I still have
shake,
to try.
Shake.
And then
shake,
I will usually do an oatmeal around 11 a.m. type thing, and then I will have a soup at around 2. And then I will eat my lean and green meal at 5. Yesterday I made a hamburger with tomatoes and mustard and salad on the side. And then I will have either a brownie or a soft serve ice cream.
Love the soft serve.
At 8 or 9 o'clock at night. And then, boom, off to bed, started all over
again. Five MetaFast meals. That's what you get. The lean and green meal allows you to dine out, eat at a restaurant. You know, the lunch meetings that you have. We understand that. Lose the weight. Everybody's off on this thing. About a pound a day is the average. And this has been going on for almost a month now. It can go on with you easily. Log on to MetaFastKen.com, M-E-D-I-F-A-S-T, MetaFastKen.com. Enter Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N, save $50 on your MetaFast meals, scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied. Jennifer, Roberta, they are not feeling hungry. They're satisfied. MetaFastKen.com, or you can call them if it's handier for you, 800-506-4115. Use the code Dr. Ken, save $50. 800-506-4115, D-R-K-E-N, save to $50. You'll be just like Roberta, Jennifer, Richie when you grow up. Want to be just like them kiddies?
Absolutely.
Yeah, why not? Don't you want to be like these people? Look your best, feel your best. Get
down
on the
208, baby.
MetaFast plan. Good job, Richie. 59 after on Good Day.